In a world where magical abilities determine your place in society, Sophie Foster faces her greatest challenge yet. Her friend Keith has disappeared, leaving only a crumpled note revealing his terrifying new powers, the ability to command others with his voice and sense whether someone will manifest magical talents. Most alarming is his potential to trigger these manifestations in others, evidenced by Dex's triplet siblings suddenly developing abilities after brief contact with him. The implications are staggering. In a society already divided by magical talent, Keith's power could create even deeper discrimination, sorting elves from birth into rigid categories that would forever determine their futures. The search leads Sophie to Keith's father, Lord Cassius, whose mind reveals shocking secrets. Keith's mother, Lady Gisela, has been hiding her own ability as a conjurer, regularly erasing her husband's memories, and has mysterious plans for something called Stellar Loon, a process that nearly killed Keith during previous experiments. Most disturbing is Gisela's mention of merging abilities to create something new and better, with Keith as her unwitting test subject. Rather than frantically searching human cities, Sophie develops a strategic approach. She enlists telepathic alicorns to broadcast mental calls to Keith and establishes a network of friends at key locations, each equipped with special crystals to alert her immediately. This calculated response shows how far she's come, no longer the impulsive girl who first discovered her elven heritage, but a leader who can think beyond immediate reactions. The revelation that Lady Gisela is a conjurer, able to manipulate objects with invisible energy strings, explains numerous mysteries and makes her far more dangerous. This concealed ability suggests she's saving it for something catastrophic involving Keith and Stellar Loon. The group fractures upon learning Glimmer, real name Rainey, helped Lady Gisela escape. Rainey reveals her painful history. Her matchmaker parents were banished for manipulating matches, abandoning her in a connection-dependent society. "My anger isn't about revenge," she explains. "It's about a flawed system where one questionnaire answer determined a match's worth." Tensions escalate when Sophie's friends confront her about burning a never-seen storehouse without consulting them. "You made a major decision without talking to any of us," Biana argues during a heated meeting at Everglen. Keith's absence is deeply felt. He typically bridged Sophie's impulsivity with the group's collaborative approach. Behind Counselor Aurelie's castle lies a stark black office with a mind map connecting people, events, and mysterious terms across every surface. This hidden room represents elven society's deception, uncomfortable truths erased to maintain an illusion of perfection. Through Kenric's preserved memories, Sophie witnesses disturbing scenes. Counselor Bronte erasing a gnome's death, Kenric discovering he and Aurelie were perfect matches despite council rules, and Kenric investigating Fintan's connection to rare Nox flares that bloom under their 200th blue moon. Sophie recognizes a symbol, five squiggly lines intersecting around a star, as a map of five rivers leading to Elysian, a place connected to Stellar Loon and an energy source Lady Gisela seeks. Meanwhile, Empress Pernille has canceled treaty negotiations, potentially signaling an impending elf-troll war. When Sophie confronts her mentor about hiding the map in her memory, he explains these memories were designed to trigger only when relevant. While he believes Elysian might be plans for a human sanctuary, Sophie links Whispering Rapids clues to Lady Gisela's energy pursuit. Sophie discovers Trix meeting with Vespera, who proposes an alliance against Lady Gisela, now deemed more dangerous than the Neverseen. Vespera explains Gisela created Stellar Loon to expose how the ancient council blocked certain power sources and has been testing it on Keith. During the celestial event Nightfall, stones at Elysian can absorb power from three prime sources, sunlight, moonlight, and starlight from an unmapped sixth star. With only 10 days remaining in this window, they must reach Elysian before Gisela. Vespera reveals Gisela tracks Keith through shadow flux ripples in his heart that pulse twice daily. This information helps Sophie's team locate Keith, leading to an emotional reunion in London. After Tam removes the shadow flux, Keith insists they destroy any power source they find, even if it could enhance his abilities, demonstrating his growth by prioritizing the greater good over personal gain. Amidst the danger, Sophie navigates complicated feelings for both Keith and Fitz. When Keith returns, he describes his missing empathy powers as a numb void, leaving him disconnected. Their interactions become charged with unspoken emotions, especially after Sophie finds a detailed sketch of herself in his journal. Though she creates openings for him to express his feelings, Keith remains guarded, fearing his mother would use any relationship to hurt him. Meanwhile, Sophie's telepathic partnership with Fitz deteriorates during their cognate inquisition when she learns he's placed her on an impossible pedestal while resenting her leadership. After consulting Edeline, Sophie confronts Keith with her feelings. Despite his concerns about his mother's threats, she refuses to let Lady Gisela control their happiness. Their first kiss becomes better than she ever imagined kissing could be. This bliss shatters when Fitz arrives with urgent news. During their inquisition, Sophie must reveal everything about Keith, including their intimate moment. Though hurt, Fitz processes his pain with surprising maturity, ultimately strengthening their telepathic connection. When Sophie and Fitz access Wiley's memories, they discover his mother hid the Starstone in a hair comb, the same design Biana owns. They confirm it when one white stone flashes vivid blue in light. At Elysian, they initially see only a field with rivers, until Sophie accepts Vespera's offer to show the real Elysian. Morella experiments with flames on Noxflare vines, adding pale blue flames from a heated rock that flare blindingly bright, revealing a circular gateway. Using Dex's illusion breaker, Sophie uncovers a massive stained glass dome. Lady Gisela appears, revealing she's trapped them. When Vespera arrives, Gisela kills her with an exploding crystal shard. Keith offers himself for everyone's freedom and lunges at his mother while Sophie unleashes red lightning. Suddenly, everyone's abilities are neutralized as a mysterious figure in a gray cloak introduces herself as Elysian. This revelation that Elysian is a person, not a place, leaves them facing their greatest challenge yet. Throughout this journey, one truth emerges clearly. Our greatest strength comes from connections with others. Despite betrayals, Sophie consistently chooses trust over isolation, a choice that proves transformative when facing insurmountable challenges. Keith's self-imposed exile reveals isolation's dangers. Without friends, his empathy ability spirals out of control, demonstrating how abilities are linked to social connections. Lady Gisela offers a dark contrast. Her reliance on manipulation initially grants power, but eventually erodes all meaningful relationships, making her isolation both weapon and weakness. Stellar Loon reinforces this message, representing the synthesis of different abilities. The ancient map's 5 converging rivers illustrate how separate elements must unite to access deeper power. As prejudices threaten the elven world, we see that true strength comes not from isolation and control, but from the vulnerable act of connecting. Sophie's collaborative success suggests that in a fractured world, connection might be the most powerful ability of all.